as it relates to Beis Nimrod, and as it relates to the Dor HaFlaga, just to put a plug for the Chumash here, Parshas Bereishis is around the corner, so it's soon going to be Davar Bitei Matoy. Rashi says that the Migdal Shabanu Dor HaFlaga was Avodah Zarah, right? And the reason it's referred to as Beis Nimrod, because Nimrod, Hayamelech Aleihem, that's what's going on over here. And this is really based on the Torah Shabbat Peh of the whole story of the Dor HaFlaga. The Gemara is in the end of Perek Chelek and Midrashim in the end of Parshas Noyach, and this is something that every little child knows, that there was the Dor HaMabul, there was the Dor HaFlaga, both terrible generations, not the same. The Ikar Aveira of the Dor HaMabul was Leinechtam Gzardinam Ela Alachamas. The Ikar Aveira of the Dor HaFlaga was more, they were being murdered at Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it would seem to go down as the Shpitz Avodah Zarah. As a result, something very relevant to Maseches Avodah Zarah. But the truth is, when you look at the psukim of the Dor HaFlaga, there isn't one reference, there isn't one hint even, to the Dor HaFlaga wanting to worship Avodah Zarah. Right? What do the psukim say? So I don't have them in front of me. But basically, the Olam got together and they said, let's create an Am Echad with a Safa Achaz, and we're going to have this one big tower, we're going to live in one city, and this is what we're going to do. Doesn't say one word anywhere in the psukim about there being Avodah Zarah. In the Torah Shabbat Peh, it's all about Avodah Zarah. It's all about being Moirid. But in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, not. And really, when you read the Torah Shabbat Ksav, it's not even clear why they were punished. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked down, he said, I don't like what's going on over here. I don't want them to be one nation. I don't want them to be a Safa Achas. Let me be Mevalvel them, and the rest is history. So if you look in the Rishonim, so many of the Rishonim, and Pshutei Shomikra, literally the Rishonim ala Torah, they all say al derech hapshat, a whole different mahalach in the Dor HaFlaga, which is fascinating. This is a perfect example of where in the Torah Shabbat Ksav there's one mahalach, and the Torah Shabbat Peh there's a different mahalach. Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. This gets involved in oimik Pshutei Shomikra, the Rashbam, and his vikuach with Rashi that he talks about in Parshas Vayeshev, ve'in kana mokum laharech. But the point is that if you look in the Rishonim say, you want to know what the chet of the Dor HaFlaga was in Pshutei Shomikra? The first thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam, or maybe even Adam and Chava, as soon as they were born, was Va'atem Pruvu Umilu Es Ha'aretz V'Kivshua. I want you to multiply and fruitify, and I want you to conquer the land. I want you to spread out all over the world. I created a big world, and I want you to populate that entire world. Say the Rishonim that the Dor HaFlaga, by saying that they all wanted to concentrate themselves in one region, we're violating this principle of Va'atem Pru Urvu, but not that part of the pasuk. The next part, Umilu Es Ha'aretz V'Kivshua. They were violating that. They didn't want to be Milu Es Ha'aretz. They wanted to be literally in that one central area. And that was a violation of the first commandment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given Adam and Chava, and it's for that reason they were punished. Hafla v'fel. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Pru Urvu. And of course, so much raid, the Mechaz Chinuch and Pru Urvu. Pruvu is the first part of the pasuk. There's another part. Umilu Es Ha'aretz V'Kivshua. This was a violation of Umilu Es Ha'aretz V'Kivshua. It's a fascinating idea that Kama V'Kama Rishonim say to explain the Pshutei Shel Mikra of the Dor HaFlaga, but we digress.